in principle, I would say this is a welcome development that the high-profile nature of the case involving General Katumba Wamala requires a high-profile investigation because the attempted assassination basically exposed the gaps within the security system to the extent that it makes you feel like nobody is actually safe, that you can have assassins attempt to assassinate a former chief of defense forces, and then they are able to escape. And there is no mechanism to have them apprehended or even the intelligence to know that this was going to happen. I think the challenge that we have is that, like many other things in this country, you have almost the top security people, the top security leadership being the part of the investigation. And therefore, I find fault in the way these kinds of processes are constituted, because normally when you constitute operations at that level, then you have problems of accountability.
These intelligence officials are supposed to report directly to President Museveni. How significant is this?
The significance of this is that one could expect that there is expeditious and very thorough investigations, because the committee is reporting to the president. In practice, one would say that maybe the difference is not even there, because generally, in their normal course of business, these same officials actually report to the president. Especially in practice, that's how we know it. And therefore, I don't think that makes a huge difference. Essentially, the point I'm making is that maybe that the president is directly overseeing the investigations could be the only difference, and that could probably help make sure that the investigations are done expeditiously and the report is put out in the manner that that probably gives assurance to the public that this matter can be brought to an end.
I understand some Ugandans are expressing skepticism about the effectiveness of this investigative team, because they said this is not the first time a high-profile person has been attacked or an attempted assassination made against a person. So they are really skeptical whether something will come out of this. What are your thoughts?
Well, the skepticism is very well founded. Because Ugandans are used to these kinds of investigations. There have been similar cases of the same nature involving high-profile people. Some of them are Muslim clerics. A good number of them have been assassinated. Senior security officials, especially in the police. Another case involved a member of parliament, the late Abiriga, was a member of parliament from West Nile. And at no point have we seen the current government conducting investigations into these assassinations and coming out with a conclusive report that puts the matter to rest. And therefore, I can fully understand why any Ugandan would be skeptical about this investigation.
Well, Godbe, I've heard some Ugandans say that investigations are conducted, reports are written, yet the reports are not released to the public and nothing is done about it. Only insults are hurled to the so-called or alleged perpetrators, calling them pigs and all that. What do you think will be different this time, or do you expect this time to be different?
Yes, in a good number of cases, investigations are held, even when they are not announced, by the way. We should be able to assume that whenever there is a case of assassination involving high-profile people, there is always investigation, especially by the Uganda police. But in all these cases, those reports, there have been no reports produced and made public to be able to inform the population of what exactly transpired. So while the announcement of this joint operations committee that is a welcome idea, I think the point that I need to emphasize that I cannot vouch for the fact that the process is going to be conducted and concluded, and then as public we know what transpired.